Hi, this is Jason from the Hour Bomb, and you're listening to the TWR Network. Talk Wrestling Radio Network. Wrestling Entertainment Community. Now stay tuned for the newest episode of the Hour Bomb, and you'll find out whose tongue is made for clits and titties. Be prepared to be Hour Bomb. Welcome to another
injury-free edition of the Hour Bomb.
Injury-free edition of the Hour Bomb?
Yeah, we've gone, 34 episodes without an accident. So, you know what? Congratulations to us.
Well, not entirely true. I mean, there was Heath, and we started off with Heath being holy. And
well, that's true, but he was holy before the show, so that actually doesn't count.
Well, I broke my thumb.
Okay.
Didn't happen on the show.
Well, yeah, it didn't happen during the show, so we haven't gotten hurt during the show.
I almost broke my foot when we did that episode of randomness when that damn forklift skid
but
fell on my foot.
Not our show.
I understand that. I'm just saying. So, anyway.
Yeah.
So, yes, welcome to... what the hell was it?
Injury-free edition of the R-Bomb.
Jesus Christ. This is why I need to start screening these words, because... Really, man?
Yeah.
Injury-free. What am I going to do with you? Anyway, so yes, welcome to another injury-free edition of the Hour Bomb. I'm your host, the illustrious Jason Halbert, joined as always by my partners in crime.
The Big Bad Booty Daddy!
That's right, the Big A Adrian Masters.
And the Jizz Mopper.
Sweet Heath, Jason Heath.
The man whose tongue is made for titties and titties.
What?
Clitties and titties.
I was going to say, you fucked it up that time.
No, I didn't. Okay. That's how he said it.
That's not what Esther says, because she was the one that actually heard him.
Yeah, but she whenever she said
no,
that,
she said
told
clits
me.
And titties. I screwed up right immediately after and started calling it clitties and titties because it was funnier.
Which one was it, Heath?
I believe it was clits and tits.
Oh, okay.
Okay, so we're all wrong.
Yeah, no one was right. All right.
Anyway, so yes.
Anyway, the things that happened at Archon.
Yes. So first off, we just want to throw out an apology for dropping the ball last week.
Fuck that. We're not apologizing for shit. We took a week off, people. Get over it.
The views of Adrian Masters do not necessarily represent those of the TWR Network or the Hour Bomb. So anyway, yes.
They should.
God, it's good to be back, actually, after a week off.
I mean, last week was bad. You got to admit
it. I would like to issue an apology. Adrian's an asshole. Please go to the TWR forums and vote on the poll. That's been up for a few months. Remember, Adrian's always a dick.
There's also one on their fan page, too, apparently.
Oh, yeah. I forgot about the one from...
those whatever. Douchebag Australians.
Yeah, just the one douchebag Australian.
There's all Australians, douchebags.
Whoa. I don't think so.
It comes from being down under. They're stuck down under. So, they got to...
Wow.
Wow. Anyway, I would like to say I'm sorry for last week. Because it wasn't until the last minute we couldn't do the show because, I'll be honest with you. These two assholes were drunk and hungover the next day and tired as hell. I was just tired. We went to the little something called Archon, and I got about 7 hours of sleep between 3 days.
So, that sounds about right.
And I wasn't even able to drink.
That is true, but that's also because you were on security detail.
I was pulling security this week, yes. This year, and it wasn't bad. I had to call EMTs once on a guy, and it was fun stuff. Had quite a few puking people, and a friend of ours almost got concussed, and it's a good time.
Yeah.
I was mega drunk.
That you were. I took the rest of that, whatever that Mountain Dew alcohol shit was, and it's put up. since I didn't get to drink any of it.
You kept it. You got it.
Yeah, I got it. I kept it.
All right, good. I left it in the room for you to take home. I figured you were going to.
Yeah, I got it. It was safely packed away in my bag. So
I have the rest of the other stuff packed in my bag.
That's fine. Unlike Heath, who likes to pack shit all day.
Yeah, he's a fudge packer. Oh.
Well, apparently Heath at about 11 o'clock last Sunday decided he was going to go drive the porcelain bus for a while, which
11 o'clock at night, really?
Usually 11 o'clock at night. I had actually been sleeping for, I don't know, probably hour and a half or so.
Usually when you get up Sunday at Archon, you're driving that porcelain bus right off the bat in the morning. You had to wait till 11 o'clock at night?
Hey, I think it had to have been something I ate. I don't think this was the alcohol.
Well, we did have... I had a bunch of...
I actually ate during that time, too. That did help.
Well, because I had a bunch of Little Caesars pizza that day, too, and I brought you guys some.
Yeah.
And I was fine. Maybe it was all the grease that hit everything else. I don't know. I brought you guys Crazy Bread, didn't I?
Yeah. I have no idea. Crazy Bread, too. Huh?
I have no idea.
Well, I know, because you ditched their game and went to... I don't know.
Do something else.
Go play tummy sticks or something. Let's hide the strudel.
Oh. Sticks and stones, man.
Okay, I can't argue with that one. That's actually
sticks
fun.
Sticks and stones? Wow.
That's a fun game. Yes. It's even better when it's drunk. Anyway, so other than that, how's your week been, guys?
You know, it's been a little rough.
Oh, yeah? Why?
You know, I slipped and twisted like a muscle in my leg and hadn't been walking in over the last couple of days. Kind of sucked.
Really?
Yeah. I didn't know if I was going to be able to make it for the show. I didn't, want to worry anybody, so I didn't say anything, but,
When did you do that?
Friday.
Oh, good job. Were you drunk?
No.
Did you just randomly fall on the carpet, slip on the carpet, or was there a cause?
I like to call it a Kevin Nash injury.
Oh, just a freak one?
Yeah.
Oh, I'm well-versed in those. I get those. No, Richard, it was not because of the pay-per-view. We actually made the decision before the pay-per-view. We were all just...
The pay-per-view didn't help.
No, God, no. I was barely able to stay awake through most of it. And so I got about 3 hours of sleep last Saturday. I was tired. So I got up about... Oh, what time did you guys wake me up Saturday? Like 8 o'clock? Something like that?
About 8:30.
About 8:30, and then I was up till about 5 in the morning.
Yeah.
It was a good time. Yeah.
Yep.
Jizmopper, how's your week been? Busy selling those phones?
These past few days... It has been damn slow. I've not sold a single phone.
That's because your excellent leader, me, wasn't there to sell the phones for you.
No, it's called my associate actually sold twice as much like a day or two after Monday.
Ah, your associate's got big old titties. Just want to throw that one out there.
Yeah, that's true.
And I think all of us at this table have seen them.
Yes.
Yeah, just checking. Okay.
We can agree.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Titties are better than... Moobs.
What?
Man boobs. Moobs. Yeah.
Moobs. You never heard that before? Where have you been? Dude, really?
Yeah. Really?
It's a thing.
I know. The fact that you have to say it is why you got the fail thing. Oh, God, I don't
care. You know what, we haven't even started the timer yet. Good grief.
I know, and you've already gotten hit by one. Anyway, I know what moobs are. Quit looking up on Urban Dictionary, you putz.
It's a moobs. It's a combination of the word man and boobs.
I understand that.
This is what happens when fat gathers on a male chest area and gives an appearance of having breasts.
So...
Usually seen in overweight males, but can strangely occur in men who are not overweight at all.
Can you use that in a sentence?
Those moobs are quite sizable.
Indeed.
Wow. God damn you guys. Oh, and there's more definition. This episode of The Outbound brought to you by UrbanDictionary.com.
Can also be used in any context, any time. Can be used as an adjective, noun, potato, octopus. It is relevant in all cases and contexts. My moobs hurt when I run.
Wow.
And that's the noun version of it.
Yeah.
And the adjective version of it would be, what the fuck, dude? You're always acting moobish.
The verb is, you're always moving around. It makes my heart hurt.
Wow.
God damn.
Urban Dictionary. Good grief.
Oh, God. There's just more. Okay, we're done.
Okay, we're done.
More definitions off of Urban Dictionary for the word move.
We're done.
We understand what
number three is good, though. Floppy gel-like protrusions in the male chest area. Usually supported by fat, overweight men, or men who attempted sex change.
Wow.
Can be used as a form of communication when jiggled properly.
Really?
I'm going to love to see the show recap from Paul Jordan on this one. I'm going to love it.
There you go.
Oh, my God.
Go, Paul Jordan.
Okay, so here's how the show works. My head hurts, you guys. Already. We haven't even started the goddamn timer yet.
Check out my moobs. Right here.
Oh, my God.
It's jiggling for you. Right here.
Here's how this show works.
Yes.
For those of you tuning in for the first time, hey, welcome. I'm surprised you're still listening at this point. For our returning listeners, I don't know. We've got a good amount, actually.
Yes.
First off, hold on. I got Mr. Richard 269 got a hold of us.
Did he?
He sent me an email.
Did he just now?
Well, a little while ago.
Oh, okay.
But here's his new theme.
Okay.
I haven't actually listened to this piece of garbage. Wow, that is absolutely... Hey, I think I got our song for the week figured out.
Oh, real?
Yeah. What's usually the theme of our wrestling song at the end of the show? Horrible wrestling music.
Yeah.
Yes.
That ranks really high up there. Thanks a lot for getting... Our song of the week brought to us by Mr. Richard 269. Anyway, yes, Mr. Richard 269, first member of the Hour Bomb Hall of Fame, first member of the TWR Network Hall of Fame.
Yes.
He's actually in the chat with us. He's gonna he's gonna be talking with us and having a good time with us.
Yes, I'm glad we got the authority to add him to the official TWR Hall of Fame.
Well, you're not on the voting committee. We made that clear with Leonard Taylor.
Yeah.
You're just on the nominations committee.
Yes.
So
giving me cake will get you nominated for the Hall of Fame.
Doesn't necessarily mean you're gonna get voted in, but
giving me cake helps.
Blue Wizard Leonard, Mr. Leonard Taylor is a diehard listener.
Yes, he is.
Who once we get past the nominations committee, I hear the head of that is a dickhead. I hate that guy.
We say that the Blue Wizard has a better shot of getting in than Mark Jones.
Why is that?
Just because he's not a Jets fan.
Yeah, but he's a Rangers fan.
I'm okay with that.
Really?
Yeah.
Yeah.
There's nothing wrong with the Rangers. The Jets, though, suck. They're not the Giants bad, but they're pretty close.
Yeah, I'll give you that one. And then, let's see. Well, I'll tell you who's got it. Mark Jones has a better chance of getting in than that Australian punch, Jake Mullen.
Oh, absolutely.
Absolutely. Jake Mullen, never getting in.
No.
And then, who else listens? Oh, the Rodfather.
The Rodfather, yes.
James Markoff is always listening on the download. But who else do we got? Help me out here, fellas. Kevin Crittenden.
Yes. He listens.
Yes. Tom Foolery.
Yes.
Listens in. A lot of the guys in the Fantasy Football Leagues listening.
Yeah.
Yeah. So we got a fair amount of listeners. Eric Thomas every now and then listens in.
Right.
Biggie, the original Biggie.
Yes.
And, yeah. So anyway, here's how the show works. I've got a whole list
of... a show?
Huh? Yes.
When do we do a show?
Well,
We're
attempting to. We haven't even actually... This is just the pre-show part of the show.
It's been so long since we've done a show, I don't remember what it's like to actually do a show.
Well, it's been a while since we've actually...
It's been two weeks.
I don't think we've ever done a good show.
That's not true.
No?
Yeah, we did good the week that Heath wasn't here.
No, Heath has always been here.
He wasn't here one time.
No, he was not supposed to be here one week, and then his plans fell through.
Like, I imagine he wasn't here that time, and it was better. I don't know.
No, you can't do that, because then who are we ripping on that entire week?
That
was the week that we had to... No? I think that was the week we had to be nice to him.
Yeah, that was a bad show.
That was our worst show ever. We're going to make sure that doesn't happen again.
Yeah.
Anyway, here's how this show works. I've got a whole list of shit to get through, and I've got a... Fuck, I don't even know how the hell I normally phrase this. It's been so long. I'm a little rusty here. Hold on.
And you have an hour.
I've got a whole list of shit to get through. These two assholes, as usual, are going to try to derail me and get me off tangent. I've got 1 hour to do that. 60 minutes for those of you listening at home.
I don't like your chances this week.
Well, given the fact that I got a secret for you, Adrian, I didn't write it down, so it's all in my head. I've got a good chance.
I don't think you do.
I still don't have a good one. Because we have to... we're going to revisit our WrestleMania 30 card this week.
And you know what? After listening to that again, because I haven't in a while, I called so much shit that's actually happened since then.
We called so much shit.
I called so much shit. I was the one making the announcements. That was me.
Yeah, that was your job on that show.
Yes, and I got it all right.
Anyway, are we getting ready to start the timer?
We're only 15 minutes in. Are you really that antsy to get started?
Well, hey, we got listeners that want to listen to the show.
I think they want to more or less listen to us.
There's only one person listening right now live, and that's Mr. Richard 269.
Yes,
and
if anyone, he's a Hall of Famer, damn.
And if anyone else wants to listen to this,
true. We got three anonymous users, too.
Oh, well,
see,
you know
there
what?
There you go.
You anonymous users? Fuck you. Quit being anonymous. Ball grabs all around from Jason Heath. Anyway, why does it say we're fucking... Look at the thing at the top. The Arbonne, and it says our category is electric?
Eclectic. That kind of fits, actually. We're definitely are eclectic.
Okay, whatever.
All right.
You want to look that one up on Urban Dictionary 42?
No.
Because I'm going to anyway.
You son of a bitch. And you know what, Heath? If anyone's getting pissy listening to our pre-show...
Yes.
They're probably listening on the download. They can fucking fast forward. How about them apples?
Okay.
Eclectic. Okay. Come on.
Really?
You God damn, we actually
are eclectic.
We really are eclectic. Yes.
Yes, we cover so many different styles and themes in the course of the show. We are eclectic.
I'll take it, yeah.
All right.
Anyway, you got anything else you want to say, Heath?
With our moobs?
Nope. I am actually good to go.
God damn it.
Adrian, you have anything? Adrian,
I'm moving on up.
Start the fucking timer. Oh, God. Yeah, all right.
At least he's not talking about growths.
Or rash.
I'm going to spare you this week. I'm not going to talk about it.
Okay, good. Thank God.
All right.
All right. I guess we should maybe talk some Monday Night Raw.
Now, are we talking about this week's Raw or last week's Raw?
We're going to go ahead and just cover the Monday Night Raw that happened on...
Monday this past week?
Yes.
Okay, that's fine.
Because there's no way we're cramming 2 weeks worth of shit. And if you don't know what happened on Battleground, there's just something wrong with you.
Well, let me give a quick breakdown of what happened on Battleground.
We got another indecisive
crappy event. Crappy match, or okay match with Alberto Del Rio, RVD.
Okay.
We got a... Some other stuff happened.
Crappy Diva match.
The Rhodes boys got their job back in the match of the night against the Shield. Yes. Fantastic match.
Wonderful match.
Some
more crap happened. And then...
CM Punk lobo'd Ryback and got the cheap victory over him. And then Daniel Bryan and Randy Orton both got knocked out by the Big Show. And the Big Show knocked out everybody in the building. He went to every fan in the audience and punched him in the face.
Yes. Yes.
The Big Show, it was actually like 45 minutes of the Big Show punching people in the face and knocking them out.
Yep. Stand in line to get your free Big Show knockout punch.
Woo!
So, hey, this just in. We've got Nick French in the chat room. Hey.
Hey, Nick.
Welcome, Nick French.
Good. Hey, let's see. Fantasy football update. Hey, I'm losing by 5 points. Fuck.
I'm losing by 25 points. Yeah.
Hey. Anyway. So Monday Night Raw for whatever the fuck last Monday's date was, because I don't fucking remember anymore. October 7th.
Yes.
October 7th. 6th was Battleground.
Yeah. Yeah, that's right.
Let's see. What do we got to talk about here? What happened?
Well, let's see.
Since we don't have another.
We start Raw off, and Big Show got fired.
Yes, and that's the last we're going to see of the Big Show, correct?
Yes, the Big Show is never coming back to Raw. You know what? Before we get too far into this, hang on. There is something I promised I would do.
Keep your goddamn pants on.
No, hang on.
What?
I want to give a special congratulations. I'm glad it went well, and I hope everything continues to go well for the recovery of El Duce, one of the listeners here on the TWR Network.
Oh, yes. I forgot about that.
He underwent
surgery.
Had, like, kidney cancer or something like that?
I don't remember exactly what it was. But we can't rip on all Australia. He's because he's Australian.
Was he Australian?
Yes.
He doesn't sound... El Duce does not sound Australian.
Well, he is. So...
okay, I'll take your word for it.
Speedy recovery on that one.
Yes, special get well soon. And you know what? We may not give you the butt slap, but we'll give you the ball cup. So, ball cup.
From Jason Heath. Ball cup.
What?
Oh, he wants to give him a special ball lick. Oh. That's what it is.
Oh, dude. Really?
Oh, okay, God. Maybe the tongue was made for testes and breasties. All right.
All right.
Testes and moobs.
All right.
Testes and taints.
Oh, that's not, all right. I'm done. We're canceling that right now.
My head here.
Oh, God. Never know what you're going to hear on the hour bomb.
All right.
Yeah.
Anyway, so Big Show gets fired. So last we're going to see a Big Show for the night, correct?
Yes.
Okay, yeah, right, because that always happens.
Mm-hmm.
And then, let's see. Dolph Ziggler beats Damian Sandow.
Again.
Yes.
Yeah, it's two
decent match. This is a pretty damn good match, actually. Anyone?
Yeah, it was all right.
It's a good match. I'll take it.
It was a little bit better than the match that was on the Battleground pre-show.
I don't remember it.
I don't either.
Yeah.
That's why it was a little bit better, because I remember it.
Exactly. Yes, that's how things fly here at the Hour Bomb.
Yes. If I don't remember it, it was crap.
Yes. Hey, happy Walking Dead season premiere day to you guys.
Yes,
by the way.
Indeed.
That was good. It's raining walkers.
Yes, it
Hallelujah.
Is.
Hallelujah. It's raining walkers. Okay. Anyway. And then let's see what happens with Brad Maddox backstage. They trust him to do a good job at Battleground, and he didn't do it, and blah, blah, blah.
Yeah, they're blaming Brad Maddox.
Yeah.
Yes.
Oh, by the way, in a Battleground, we have the return of Scott Armstrong. He was reinstated by Brad Maddox.
Yes, yes, he was.
Yes, got to throw that one out there. And then we had Oksana, Rosa, and Alicia against Natalia, Eva Marie, and JoJo.
And what was the clusterfuck of the night?
And we see the debut of Eva Marie and JoJo. And I use that term loosely, because Eva Maria was in the match, didn't do a good job, and JoJo never stepped in the ring during the match.
Really?
Eva Marie was...
Oh, that's right, you weren't with us Monday, that's right.
Yeah. I definitely was not.
Yeah.
Still kind of recovering.
Eva Marie was horrible in this, and...
She either oversold things she shouldn't have, or didn't sell the things she should have.
It was just bad.
At one point in time, you could see her smiling.
Yeah.
When she shouldn't have been.
Yeah, it was... You could tell that these two have a lot of work to do.
Yeah. Anyway, the face...
We don't know how bad JoJo was, because she never got in the ring.
Oh, no, that leads me to believe she was really that bad. And she wasn't ready. But they realized, holy fuck, we can't back out now.
Yeah, I guess so.
And then Brad Maddox comes out and apologizes. He announces Daniel Bryan versus Randy Orton at Hell in a Cell for the title with a special guest referee.
Which was voted on by the WWE Universe.
Yes, by the WWE Universe. Yes. You know, and I'll tell you this much. I am actually surprised by the voting.
I wasn't in the
well, no, the by the well, no, in the end, of course not. But it wasn't as bad as we're going to have a kitten referee the match, we're going to have a penguin referee the match, or we're going to have this Hall of Famer referee the match.
Right.
You know, it wasn't that bad. So,
yeah.
And then after that, we had the goddamn worst tag team I've ever seen.
Really?
Oh, which one are we talking about here?
Well, two of the worst tag teams I've ever seen. Drew McIntyre and Jinder Mahal against the Los Matadors.
Dude, 3MB is awesome. They are the best jobber
are
tag team.
Are you drunk?
They are the best jobber tag team the WWE has right now.
Okay, if you put it that way, yes.
And, I mean, how many guys could charm a man's arm that's pretending to be a cobra? Apparently two.
They are
and
jobbers.
What about Jinder Mahal, damn it?
Admit it, they're jobbers now.
Well,
that's all they are.
I never once said they weren't, nor did I ever expect them to be anything but jobbers, honestly.
And they can sell themselves as being jobbers.
Don't hinder Jinder, man.
Oh. Really? Wow. You went there with that one?
Don't be a hater on Slater.
Don't be a hater on Slater. Are you, like...
I don't have one for Drew McIntyre.
Dude, I don't even know what to say right now to you. I just... God. It's like when Jason Heath came out of the closet, and we're like, dude, I don't even know what to say to you.
Well, let's just move on, then.
What?
Fuck, I'm with you.
All right. So, anyway.
Anyway.
What else happened on Raw?
I don't fucking... Oh, Los Matadors beat the jobbers. And, yeah, goddamn, really? You're going to have a midget dressed up as a fucking bull?
It's a real bull, man. Did you not read his profile on WWE.com?
El Torito.
El Torito is a real bull.
Yes. And what happened with El Torito after the match?
I don't even... Really?
Like, did you not read his profile on WWE.com?
No.
Here, I'll pull up for you and I'll read
it. God damn it.
Well, anyway, what happened with El Torito after the match, though?
I don't know. You think
I got loads of pain right there. Come on.
Heath Slater chased El Torito around, and then he ended up taking out Slater with a top rope hurricanrana.
Ah.
So, yeah, whoop-de-doo. Horrible.
Hey.
What?
Okay, I can barely hear you.
Okay. Maybe turn your headset up.
No.
Adrian can hear me.
That's weird.
You're weird. Oh, Jesus Christ. He really fucking has a goddamn profile.
Yes, he does. He's from Plaza de Toros. Hang on here. In the history of Corrido de Toros, there have been many bulls who have entered into the annals of legend magnificent beasts who took their opponents to the brink of doom. These animals have been immortalized not only by the warriors of Plaza de Toros, but by the spectators who bore witness to their majesticness.
Their majesty.
Yeah, whatever. One such bull, however, has crossed the great ocean and brings his fury to the WWE. El Torito, the faithful legendary companion of Los Matadors, his presence has already mystified and delighted the WWE universe after just 1 week. Accompanying the Matadors themselves, Diego and Fernando, to the ring.
Primo and Epico.
Yeah. For the debut match against 3MB, El Torito did not compete, but his presence was known as he cheered his companions to victory, climbing atop their shoulders before the match and celebrating once the win was achieved. Yes, this is his profile on WWE.com. Real bull.
Wow.
God damn. Really, Adrian?
Hey, I don't write this stuff. I just read it.
That is true.
Anyway. And then we have Paul Heyman come out, run his mouth about a low blow. And then CM Punk comes out. And then he said he really kicked Ryback in his balls to see if he really had a pair.
Which made sense.
Heyman says he'll never have a chance to do something like that again.
I would like to say, hang on, let's get to this real quick here.
What?
Ryback has not won a match on pay-per-view in the first year of his WWE career as Ryback.
You are correct.
He has lost every match he's been in or no decision.
Yep.
That is true.
That's horrible. That is absolutely horrible.
What are they doing with this guy?
I don't know.
So congratulations to Ryback.
You are the weakest link.
Yeah. And then it ends up being a Teddy Long special.
Tag team match. Holla holla.
CM Punk and R-Truth against Curtis Axel and Ryback. And CM Punk and R-Truth win.
Yes.
Woohoo! Kofi Kingston against Randy Orton. Randy Orton kicks the shit out of him.
It was a pretty good match, but yeah. More or less, that was Randy Orton got the win.
I think we've seen this match before, actually.
Yeah, I felt like we had.
Yeah. And then Daniel Bryan comes out and attacks Randy Orton. And, yeah. Vicky Guerrero comes... Oh, shit. Going too fast.
Oh, Vicky Guerrero makes Ricardo Rodriguez versus Alberto Del Rio.
Yep.
And then during the match as it's starting, she announced that Alberto Del Rio's opponent at Hell in a Cell will be
the return
of John Cena.
Yes.
Yes. Del Rio, shocked by this, is rolled up by Ricardo and pinned.
Yes. Fucking Ricardo Rodriguez beat Alberto Del Rio.
And furthermore, after the match got beat down.
Who beat him down?
Alberto Del Rio.
Oh, yeah. I thought you meant, yeah. Oh, yeah. I thought you meant
Del Rio beat down Ricardo after the match.
Okay. And then, hey, guess who was on Monday Night Raw? Who had a match on Monday Night Raw?
Who?
Hold on. Wait for it. I wish you guys could see his little face. He hates this.
All right, we're good.
Okay. No, that's not actually the one. I just wanted to play it just to piss Heath off a little bit more. Zack Ryder against Fandango.
Yes.
Ryder had a match on. He didn't win.
Of course he did.
No. He didn't say Fandango.
Zack Ryder's been on, like, Raw and SmackDown for, like, the last 3 weeks.
I know. And he hasn't won yet. Match, the, like, 11-on-3 elimination match, he won.
Technically, they won it, yeah.
Yeah. But that's it.
And then, yeah. Oh, we never announced the three guys that were in the voting for the Hell in a Cell match were Booker T, Bob Backlund, and Shawn Michaels.
Surprisingly, Shawn Michaels won.
Bob Backlund got more votes than Booker T.
I wasn't surprised by
really?
That.
Really?
Yeah. I forgot you weren't there. Yeah.
Yeah, again.
Bob Backlund, Booker T comes out and cuts a promo, and then Bob Backlund comes out looking the same he did 20 years ago.
Of course.
Cuts a Bob Backlund promo.
Bob Backlund has what I like to call the Patrick Stewart effect.
Yes, never gets...
Yes.
Oh, yeah. Never mind.
You know,
who are you thinking about?
Nothing. Anyway. Right.
No. Because you had this look like you weren't sure what I meant.
No. Anyway. And then Shawn Michaels. Yeah. And Shawn Michaels, he got like 60-something percent of the vote. So, you know. And then Cesaro, the true Americans, or Cesaro and Swagger, against Santino and Great Khali is,
again,
a rematch from Battleground.
Yep. And
really, they fucking threw this match on the card at Battleground because they realized once they planned out all the timing that, oh no, we've got too much room. So instead of giving a match more time or, I don't know, putting Sandow and Ziggler on the fucking card, let's throw these four guys in a match. Or
I actually don't have.
Let's put the primetime players on the card.
I don't have an issue with putting these guys on the card. I mean, you know,
Santino and Khali, I do.
I don't have an issue with Santino. I have more of an issue with Khali.
Okay, all right.
Santino is semi over with his ridiculousness. Santino's kind of like he's not on the same level, but he's kind of like Mick Foley in a way. And, like, the people like to see him, but he doesn't have to really be doing anything important to be there. He's, like, Mick Foley now, not Mick Foley, like, you know.
Oh, okay. Okay, all right.
Not like in the prime of his career, Mick Foley, but Santino's got that same, like, effect. Like, people want to see him. Like, he's entertaining.
Yeah, people love to see him, yeah.
He's entertaining, and he doesn't have to do anything important. He can have his fucking hands charmed during a match, and... Yeah. People are like, well, it's Santino.
Well, the important thing here in this match was that Cesaro picks up Khali again for the second night in a row, does the Cesaro swing.
That was impressive. Again.
Yeah. That's a lot of rumors.
And then they win.
I hear rumors that there is, the thing with this is they're planning on turning Cesaro away from the real Americans and like giving him a face push.
About damn time.
I think they should at this point. The people really are liking him.
Yeah.
Well, the giant swings on the like ridiculously large athletes is ridiculous.
Yeah.
I want to see the giant swing of Mark Henry.
Ooh.
Or Big Show. Ooh. Either one would be impressive.
Khali is tall. He's just not that big, heavy weight wise.
But if he drops it on Mark Henry or something, that'd be awesome.
Dude, if he does that on Mark Henry, he's gonna go out to like the fifth row in the fucking crowd when he lets go.
Yeah.
All that weight. And then hey, we had Miz TV with a special guest,
The Miz.
And I stepped out of the room, so I don't remember what happened here.
The Miz is someone that is continuing to be wasted as a face, and that's all I got time to say about The Miz right now.
Oh, okay. The Wyatt family beat him down.
They tried to. The Miz got away.
Oh, did he? Okay. And then we have The Shield versus Cody Rhodes, Goldust, and Daniel Bryan. And, yeah. Good match, actually. Daniel,
I believe
The Shield won. However, the good guys, Cody Rhodes, Goldust, and Daniel Bryan, actually won by disqualification, but Triple H is like, no, we're not going to have another match like that. We're going to restart the match with a no disqualification.
And then, surprise, surprise.
The Shield won.
The Shield won after.
Because Orton, yeah, hits Daniel Bryan with an RKO.
Yeah.
So, yeah.
But,
anything else interesting? I think that's about it that happened on Raw, right?
No,
that's it. I mean,
okay, fair enough.
Okay.
Wait, the Big Show.
I know.
Oh, that's no. The fired Big Show comes out. That's right.
No. Triple H was out in the middle of the ring.
Oh yeah, that's right.
And he was doing something.
Yeah, I don't know.
And the Big Show comes out.
Yep.
And
the fired Shield, Big Show.
The Shield tries to jump him.
Here's my question.
Yes.
If he's fired, why'd they hit his music?
You know, that's a good question.
I don't know. Anyway, go ahead. Continue.
I think that production guy is now fired, too.
Could be.
Yeah.
Could be. Anyway, go ahead.
So, the Shield tries to, like, beat down the Big Show. Triple H has them pick him up. The Shield breaks free of the three members of the Shield because, you know, it's the Big Show and he can do that kind of stuff.
Right.
And then the Big
Show
finally...
Hey, El Duque's on!
Knocks out...
Triple H. Storyline. Broke his jaw. Could have a broken jaw. Could need his jaw wired shut. He might press charges. Blah, 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 blah. We're going to find out what happens. Hey, it's going to be in our own backyard tomorrow night. Too bad none of us are going, but, you know.
Oh, that's right. They are going to be
in St. Louis tomorrow. Yeah.
Yeah.
We think. In,
yeah, I'm working.
I'm still paying off our con. So, you know.
Yeah, I know.
If I could have won tickets, that would have been different. You know, going to see wrestling in person, not as fun as seeing it watching it on TV. Because first off, I'm in my recliner.
Yeah.
When I'm watching it here.
Mm-hmm.
Second off, I don't have to deal with idiots cheering for John Cena in front of me. Yeah, Cena, woo! Fuck you, shut up.
And then you just sold it to like a six-year-old kid, now his dad's pissed.
Yeah, and then the fight breaks out, and I'm just like, God damn it, just tell your fucking kid to stop being dumb. You know?
It's like, I'll just be standing there like, Cena sucks.
Well, we don't have a bet up this week because you're behind.
Oh, yeah, I didn't do it. Like, I'm probably still losing. That's all that's important here. I'm probably still losing.
Yeah.
El Duce wants to know if we can just go tomorrow so we can shoot Orton for him.
Absolutely not.
Yeah, the voices in our head haven't told us to do that.
And it's Orton. No, I don't think
so. He's a homeboy.
Yeah, we like Orton.
I'm not a big fan.
Well, that's because you're dumb. You like John Cena. That's the problem.
I like John Cena at this point more than I like Randy Orton.
You like hurt John Cena more than you like Randy Orton?
Yes.
Wow.
Hmm.
Really?
Because he's hurt John Cena and he's not on my TV, so I don't mind him as much as Randy Orton right now.
You have a vagina! You have a vagina!
Only people with vaginas and are under the age of 12 like anything to do with John Cena.
Oh, this he wanted to share with us at a house show in Adelaide. His six-year-old son started Cena Sucks chant, and he was so proud.
That's good parenting
that,
right there.
Yes, that is very good parenting.
That is good parenting. Hold on.
Good job.
I've got something for you. Hold on. Let me pull it up here. My apologies. This is for you.
Yeah!
That's a little job for you. Okay.
Except he threw his game.
You want to jump into that?
Sure, why
first?
Not?
Okay. Yeah. All right, it is time for not Jeopardy, but can Heath win himself a shit-free show? That's right. Here's how this game works. We're going to play three theme songs for Jason Heath. If he can successfully guess two out of three, he will win himself a shit-free show for next week's show.
Yes.
And goddamn, I really hope he doesn't, because that one week he did...
That was bad.
That was fucking terrible.
Man, I'm going to share this because the going to share this.
Okay, yeah. Hold on. Let me kill the music here. Okay.
All right. Mr. Richard tweeted Dixie Carter on Friday.
Okay, I'd like to do things to Dixie Carter. I don't tweet, you know. Hey, I finally got on the tweeter.
Did you?
Yeah.
Good job.
For Archon.
You twit?
Archon. We had one. Anyway, go on. Sorry.
He tweeted her Friday morning about her being a dumb southern bimful and she needed some acting so she'd look like such an idiot on TV. And she messaged him back, darling, you need to get some Gladys in a hearing aid. Have a great weekend.
Wow. Wow. I can't believe that.
I got to ask, how does it feel to get burned by Dixie Carter?
Yeah. I wish I had Kelso from that 70s show just going, burn!
You know what? We need to get that sound clip to play.
We do.
Work on that for next week.
Yeah, yes. I'll work on that. Anyway.
For our post Bound for Glory show.
We're not going to cover that.
Sure we are. We'll cover it for about 30 seconds while I go, hey guys, AJ Styles won the title. The end.
Okay, I'll give you that one. Anyway, Duke says Dixie just earned some respect points from him.
Yep.
Ripped on one of the writers from the TWR network.
So I guess we owe our Hall of Fame listener like maybe some like, you know, aloe vera oil or gel.
Or that
something.
Massive burn.
Yeah.
Should we call the burn unit?
Yeah. All right, we're done.
Anyway. All right, Heath. You ready for your show? You ready for your game?
Let's do this.
All right.
While the headphones are still working, apparently.
All right. And here we go.
Oh, shit, I know this one.
I love it when he says
that. Damn it. Oh, fuck, I know this one. God, oh, come on.
Do, 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 do. Do, 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 do.
Damn it.
All right, and time starts now.
There's only guest in the live chat. Know.
Live chat has it already.
Yeah, the chat room's got it already.
Yeah. Oh, yeah, he had it a while back. Can you guess it? No, you can't.
I'm going to kick myself for this because I know it. I recognize it. I just... Oh. Fuck.
I love it.
Fuck.
Oh, God. We need a final answer.
The correct answer would be
the Steiner Brothers
when they're in the WWF.
That's right.
All right. 0-1.
Damn it.
You ready for number two?
I would like to say that the homer in Michigan, Mr. Richard 269, would not have gotten that one.
Yeah, how the... You know what? How can... The...
That's for you.
That, how do you not get that? I just... I don't understand.
Especially being from Michigan, I would think, you know...
Yeah. All right.
Anyway.
Here we go. Number two. Richard, you are wrong. Oh, Duque got this one, too.
Oh, Duque's on a roll. Mr. Richard, however, losing it this week.
Sounds a little familiar.
Let's start guessing.
And that is from WWF.
Yes, we didn't pick anything like any obscure superstars' music. Okay. I'll tell you that one.
Okay.
It wasn't the Gobbledygooker or some bullshit like that. You're going to kick yourself on this one more, I think.
Yeah, you might actually kick yourself more on this one than you did the last one.
Do, 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 do. Do you have a guess?
Unfortunately, I don't on this
one. The correct answer you're looking for there is Rocky Maivia.
Really?
Yeah.
Yeah, that was his music when he debuted as Rocky Maivia.
Yeah.
See, I never really watched him whenever that was going on. I think I was kind of like in transition at that point.
Ah.
As far as actually watching and not watching.
And for shits and giggles.
Let's see if you get the third one.
Let's see if the chat can get this one.
I think he'll do sales.
I think he will too. Wow, he's on the ball. He got it.
I wasn't going to give away until Mr. Richard answered, but...
It was Ahmed Johnson.
Okay. Yeah, I can see that now.
Yes, Ahmed Johnson.
You're going down!
All right, that's my Ahmed Johnson impersonation.
We are the nation of domination.
This is a Nation of Domination theme.
That's why that was starting to sound familiar.
Yeah, I couldn't remember what the hell it was. All right, we're going to move on.
Okay.
Thank God we have an easy show next week. We're not turning on each other?
No.
Thank God. All right.
What do we got?
Whee! It is time for your weekly dose of... What Stinks? I forgot the name of the segment for a second.
Wow.
2 weeks. And, yeah.
Oh, God. Anyway, it's time for your weekly dose of What Stinks. This is where we just kind of air out what we didn't like in the world of wrestling and bitch about it for a few minutes. Why not? Because it's my show. Why not?
Exactly.
Yeah. Who's up? You know what? I'm going to take the reins on this
all
one.
Right, all right. You do that.
I've got a two-for-one-er. But I'm going to let the second one go until both of you guys go. Because it's very possible that someone else is going to have this. All
right.
Okay. Like Mr. Richard 269. Me and him agree. Really? Los Matadors. Really? You're going to take fucking Primo and Epico. Put gay masks on their face. Now, if you're homosexual, I don't mean that in a bad way. But they're flaming when they have those masks on. You're going to take two guys from Puerto Rico.
They're
dress them up as Mexicans, put a midget with a fucking mask and horns on.
Yeah.
And you really want us to take them seriously? I take 3MB more serious than I take these guys. Because I don't know if you guys...
They went up against the three-man band, yeah, too.
I don't know if you guys caught this or not. I don't know if you've seen it or not. Have you... Yeah... They debuted 2 weeks ago.
Yes.
Okay. So when they come down, the fucking Titantron's got a bull, and then smoke comes out of the bull's horns. The bull's nose.
Yes. Okay, yeah. I have seen that.
Really, guys? Really, guys?
All right.
It's a rip-off of The Rock. Hasn't he come out where, you know, the bull actually...
Yeah, actually, sports? The Rock did used to have that for part of his...
Yes. Life,
where the Brahma bull would come down and he'd have, like, the... I don't remember it blowing smoke, but I do remember he used to have the big giant bull. It did look very similar to that.
Yeah.
Yeah, okay.
So, yeah.
When do you guys go?
Well, Heath, do you have one?
I just think that's WWE Creative's way of just pulling down their pants and taking a huge shit in the middle of the ring.
It kind of is.
Okay. All right. Next.
Yeah. I mean, going over Raw, the Divas match, that stinks. I'm sorry.
Okay.
Natalya is the one that had to carry Eva Marie and JoJo.
Yeah.
That was going to be mine, too.
I can't believe he had one, and B, he stole yours. That's what's great.
And they let me go first. I love it.
Yeah, I can't argue with that at all. That was just absolutely fucking terrible.
It's like, you know, you had AJ that was fresh off a win from Battlegrounds, and it's like, okay, you couldn't have done nothing with... Could have done something with that?
Nope. No. We got to get the Total Divas out there, because they don't have... They're in a mid-season hiatus, so we got to keep them important.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I don't get it.
All right.
Focus is on you, Adrian.
Now I have a new one, I guess.
Okay.
Here's my new what stinks.
I'm listening.
Where the fuck is Big E Lane?
He got beat by Randy Orton on Monday Night, or CM Punk on Monday Night Raw. Or no,
that was 2 weeks ago, though.
Was it 2 weeks ago?
It's been... That's been over... That's been 2 weeks ago now.
Oh, that's right. That's right.
But, like, that's been his only, like, TV time he's been on, like, in the last, like, month.
Yeah, I don't know, man.
And I just don't get it, because he's...
Super over?
Well, not even super over at this point, but I mean...
He was?
He's definitely talented.
I don't know.
For a bigger guy like his, for his size, man, he's really good, and nothing.
Well, he's on Main Event. Why would you want to do anything higher than that? You're on a show called Main Event. That's the best show you can be on, right?
No.
No?
I didn't even know that there was a show called Main Event until now.
We check into it every week so we can get the sticker and get to it.
Well, that's not the same thing.
Okay.
I didn't know that was a show. I thought it was something on the internet.
Really?
Yeah.
Okay. Anyway, and so my second one here, it's going to be a quick one.
Okay.
Okay.
Can we fucking have a pay-per-view that doesn't have a stupid fucking finish?
I can agree with that, because, I mean,
Big Show, not really. I understand where they're going with it. We weren't going to get a payoff at Battleground, and it was going to happen at Hell in a Cell.
A couple of what stinks from the live chat.
Really?
I know. Miss Richard also agreed with you on the matter, towards that was his what stinks.
And yeah.
I do say Randy Orton, face or heel, he shits on him.
you're wrong.
I actually don't have an argument with that, because Randy Orton has gotten... Nah.
Nah. Whatever. You guys wouldn't know talent if it sat there and smacked you in the face.
Yeah.
Or told you to go back, or told you to fuck off, and you told him to go to East St. Louis.
That's true, because it did.
East St. Louis.
Yeah.
Can you dig it, sucker?
Oh, Mr. Richard also liked to add Dixie Carter for trying to burn him.
All right. I figured that was going somewhere with me.
Yeah.
All right. Adrian, since he stole yours, go first.
Well, am I doing my one thing that I had now, or am I doing...
No, that's a topic.
Okay. All right.
Did we ever tell Heath that topic?
No, we didn't.
Oh, shit.
Oh, boy.
That's fine.
So my first surprise
right now.
I'm putting
it in the live chat so we get responsible.
Okay.
Okay.
You got a Can You Dig It?
Can You Dig It? Well, I'm going to be definitely dropping somebody this week.
That doesn't count.
Yeah.
And we've already passed that point. Adrian, you got one?
Yeah, I do.
Okay.
Can You Dig It?
Okay.
There will only be one Hell in a Cell match at the Hell in a Cell pay-per-view.
I'll dig it. I can't see any other. I can't think of any other match I would want to see in the cell, or that they would put in the soul in the cell. Heath, what do you think about that one?
I don't know. They're only doing one Hell in a Cell match at a Hell in a Cell pay-per-view. I would almost need to see. Hopefully, want to see at least two.
Okay. So then you can't dig it.
No.
Okay. Adrian, can you dig your own?
I sadly can, apparently, because I don't think... The only match I can see them maybe doing is they do, like, the Rhodes versus the Shield in a Hell in a Cell. I can see maybe that.
Yeah, that would be the only other thing I think I would want to see, but I don't think it's going to happen.
That would be the only one I could see in a Hell in a Cell.
No. Do you got a... can you dig it or not?
Sadly, I don't. Don't forget, I didn't watch anything last week.
You know, I won't fail you on this one. Consider it your one get out of jail free.
My bye week.
All right, fellas. I got one for you.
Okay. All right,
left field here. So at Hell in a Cell, we've got Shawn Michaels as your special guest referee in the WWE title, correct?
Yes.
Okay. We have Daniel Bryan against Randy Orton, correct?
Yes.
Adrian, ask me where Daniel Bryan trained.
Where did Daniel Bryan train?
Shawn Michaels Wrestling School.
Really? I didn't know that.
So it looks like the deck might be stacked in Daniel Bryan's favor, correct?
It looks like it might be.
Heath?
Yeah, okay. I could say that, okay. Yeah.
I mean, Shawn Michaels, hey, he said it on the Raw. He would call it right down the middle.
All right, guys. Can you dig this?
Yeah.
Daniel Bryan's getting fucked by Shawn Michaels.
No.
No?
I can't. I think Shawn Michaels will do what Shawn Michaels wants to do, and it may lead to where Shawn Michaels would be in Daniel Bryan's corner for Survivor Series and Triple H in Randy Orton's corner for Survivor Series.
Ooh. Ooh. That I could see. Yeah. That I could see.
Okay. All right. Maybe. Just remember.
I dig more of what Adrian is saying than what I'm digging on yours.
God, jump on the fucking bandwagon.
I'm sorry.
I don't know what I'm doing. I'm just going to agree with Adrian.
Oh, fuck you.
That's pretty harsh, man.
That is. I don't even know you anymore.
That's right.
God.
People don't know me.
I don't know. I think that would just be awesome for a swerve. I don't think it's going to happen, but...
You know what?
What?
We got some from the live chat here.
Well, okay, what do we got?
All right, some of these are TNA based, so I'm not expecting you to know, you know.
I'll try.
All right, Hogan coming back to TNA at Bound for Glory, helping AJ win the title, and being like a rogue version running from the corporation led by Dixie Carter.
Okay. I know enough to kind of play in on that
what
one.
What do you think? Can you dig that?
Yeah, I don't see why not.
I don't think it'll happen. I think Hogan's really legitimately done with TNA. I don't think he'll be on there.
Do you think so?
Yeah.
Do you think... Okay, let me piggyback on that for okay. just a second. Do you think him being in the WWE 2K14, which his deal is with 2K Sports, not right. WWE, do you think that had anything to do with him?
No, I think
any type of backstage back blood?
No.
Bad, you know.
I think it has more to do with him being upset with the way that they fired his daughter.
Okay.
I think that had more to do with it than anything else.
All right. Okay, what else we got?
Let's see. From El Ducey, can we... I will do
this
one. Oh, wait.
No, we just got another one.
Yo.
He says the Ultimate X match will be the best match at Bound for Glory.
I can't dig that either.
I don't even know what the card is. I know you haven't pulled up. Let me see the card.
All right. So, the card for Bound for Glory.
My cat would like to say hi, everyone. Special guest hosts.
It is a kiki.
Yes. All right, down cat.
All right. So
okay. So we've got AJ against Bully Ray. Aces and Aids are done, correct?
Pretty much, yeah.
Okay. Magnus against Sting. I thought we had Main Event Mafia coming back.
Well,
or did that go? You're not talking into the mic.
Since Aces and Aids is gone, and that was their purpose.
Oh, okay. Who was Main Event Mafia anyway?
It was Kurt Angle, Magnus, Samoa Joe.
Sting.
And Sting. And Rampage Jackson, which seems to be pulled out of that.
Okay. And then you got Kurt Angle against Bobby. Well, I don't know, that right there to me sounds like a pretty fucking good match.
Yeah, I think the Magnus versus Sting match might be pretty good too. Really,
Aries, Mannix, Saban,
Jeff Hardy,
coked out of his mind. Jeff Hardy against Samoa Joe. Yeah, that'd be decent.
And it's Ultimate X, and it's a pretty cool gimmick match. So
that's what they got to hang him from the.
Yeah.
Okay. Ultimate. All right. All right. James Storm and Gunner against the pre-show match winner. Oh,
which is the
Bad Influence Park and A
E Y. That's Eric Young.
Oh. Oh. Okay. Okay. The Bromans and Chavo and Hernandez.
You know what? I'll go ahead and give it to it, though. I think Ultimate X might be the best match on the show.
Well, yeah, now because I didn't realize it was an Ultimate X. And I have
so
seen
I'll
those before.
Him, I'll give
so,
him
okay.
that. I think that might be.
It could be. I think close second could be.
I'm going to call Austin Aries winning the match, by the way.
Yeah. Okay. All right. And then let's see. What else we got here?
All right. So Elducey has.
Oh, God. That would be great. Before you even read it, I just read it.
Yes. Cena will win the title from Alberto Del Rio. And then Sandow will cash in and win the title from him. Hang on. And I even can tell you how this will happen.
Okay.
So Cena, what does he come back from?
Elbow surgery.
So Del Rio snaps after
he's
the match.
He's going to put him in the fucking arm bar.
He's going to re-injure Cena's elbow so Cena can go back to recovering after this match. And then Sandow can come out, cash in, win the title from Cena.
Ooh. Ooh. That would be good.
Hmm.
No, I did read, though, however, that Cena's arm injury wasn't as bad as they initially thought, but they kind of kept it all under wraps so they could be, oh, Cena's coming back. Oh, my God, Cena.
Yeah, I know.
So he could legitimately be healed. But it doesn't make much sense here why they would put him in that match unless it is specifically for that reason.
It kind of, because I'm like, eh, I don't see.
It doesn't, why would you have him fight for the WWE title and all that and then bring him back and relegate him to the World Heavyweight title? But why would you have him do that? Why would you have him come in and...
Because maybe Cena's getting to that point where he's going to be helping out younger people.
I'll believe that when I see it.
Well, that's true. But hey, you know what? He put Daniel Bryan over clean at SummerSlam, so maybe, you know?
Maybe. I don't know.
Yeah. That is true.
Daniel Bryan beat Cena clean.
He did. He did. With that vicious fucking kick.
The Shining Wizard, yeah.
God damn.
And then... El Duce has this one here. Can you dig that Hogan will be back at WrestleMania 30 as the guest host? You know what? This makes sense. 30 years of WrestleMania, you bring in the Hulkster to host the event. That makes sense to me. I don't see why you wouldn't.
Yeah.
He was the first one to headline, wasn't he?
Yeah. I can dig that.
I'll dig it.
Yeah, absolutely.
I think that wraps up Can You Dig It for this week.
It does.
Yeah.
All right. You recognize this music?
I do. WrestleMania music?
WrestleMania time.
Oh!
So,
right.
Before we came on the network, we, after WrestleMania, we went ahead and we stole Shooting from the Hips gimmick without realizing we stole Shooting from the Hips gimmick. We went ahead and booked WrestleMania 30. No, it wasn't Royal Rumble 91, it's WrestleMania. We went ahead and booked WrestleMania 30 the night of WrestleMania 29.
That we did.
Yeah.
And we thought we would revisit it approximately 6 months. Now, we were probably going to try to do this last week, but since we didn't have a show, this week works.
All right.
Yes.
So, here's what we came up with. Primetime Players versus The Shield for the tag titles. 6 months later, who are our tag champs?
The Shield.
And who did we say would be the tag champs of The Shield?
The Shield.
No, who did we say would be the tag champ? Which
Roman Reigns and Seth Rollins.
Yeah, we guess it. Nailed down. Against the Primetime Players.
Do I still see them being tag champs in 6 months?
They've amassed the fifth longest title reign.
Ever?
Yeah.
For tag team?
Yeah.
It doesn't seem like that. It's been that long.
Dude, they won the title like 5 months ago.
Well, you think of it this way. I mean, the tag team titles do change hands quite often.
The fifth longest, like, single reign.
Okay.
So, yeah. Primetime Players against... Do you think that's still going to happen?
Good.
It's a possibility. I mean,
you know,
the Primetime
I don't really
Players
want
are still
I think
doing
it
good.
Could.
You don't want to change this one? You still think it's going to happen at WrestleMania 30?
Let's go for it.
Okay.
I don't see a reason to change it at this point in
time.
I can still I can see It's hard for me to really want to say this because I don't think that they're going to hold the tag team titles that long. But I could see them losing it and then winning them back, maybe.
Yeah. Okay. Next up, we said one of these guys would turn face or heel. I don't remember what exactly we said.
Yes.
But anyway.
Orton against Alberto Del Rio.
And Orton has turned heel.
Yeah. But so was Del Rio.
Yeah, they both are heel now.
Yeah, they weren't. That would be heel versus heel.
They were face versus face.
This I don't see happening anymore.
No.
Nope.
I can't see a good way for this. We're over.
I don't see how.
We're over it.
I don't see how it would work.
Yeah, not at this point in time.
The next up, we had the Battle of the Bigs. Big Show against Big E.
I don't think this one's happening
this
anymore.
This one's
either.
Not going to happen. Yeah. Nope. We had high hopes for it. But with them seeing the way they're going with everything, yeah, I don't see it happening.
I could see maybe. Big Show versus Orton?
Maybe. I'm not saying no. I'm not saying yes yet. But
yeah.
Possibly. Let's see. U.S. title. Antonio Cesaro versus Cody Rhodes. Could still happen.
I don't think that's going to happen for the U.S. title anymore.
You don't think so?
No.
Probably not for the title. Could happen.
No.
You don't even know. I'm saying the match could happen. I don't understand how it would. Probably not going to happen.
No.
I don't see it happening.
Mm. All right.
Let's see. Mr. Rich said, would love to see it, but probably not going to happen unless WWE gets my Big E soon.
That's kind of how we were feeling about it, too. Is just we don't see them doing it, even though I would really like it if they did. But I'll get to that in a little bit.
Then we've got the Fatal 4-Way for the World Heavyweight title.
Yes.
Dolph Ziggler against Damian Sandow versus Daniel Bryan versus Dean Ambrose.
I don't think this one's happening.
We were way off on this one. I can already tell.
I predicted that Ambrose would win the U.S. title within 3 or 4 months.
Yeah.
Going into this.
Which he has.
I predicted Ziggler would turn face.
Yeah.
Which he has.
And Daniel Bryan, I didn't see him getting as over as he is right now.
God, no. I don't think we really... we kind of saw the... Yeah, the face was turning. It already happened at WrestleMania. So, yeah.
Yeah, they were... Team Hell No was way over.
That's right. And then for the WWE title, this ain't going to happen.
What do we got in for this one?
Oh, this... I don't know what the hell we were thinking when we booked this one.
Okay.
CM Punk.
All right.
Versus the Barrett Barrage. Your Royal Rumble winner.
You know, it could still happen. CM Punk could still fight for the title at WrestleMania.
Really, Wade Barrett?
At this point,
your Rumble?
No.
But, yeah, it's like the CM Punk half, yes. Barrett half, no.
We don't know. Where is Barrett? This is before we were on the network, okay?
Hey, this was at WrestleMania last year when Wade Barrett had held a really long intercontinental title run. He actually looked like he was doing okay.
Yeah, where is Barrett, by the way, now?
He's doing internet rate shows.
He's
become Bad News Barrett.
He's hurt, and then they're going to probably repackage him for the 97th time in his career.
Yes, Bad News Barrett.
Yeah.
They've done the Cole and JBL show. They've already started doing it.
Oh, God.
Oh, boy.
Bad News Barrett.
And then we're going to maybe see this one happen. I'm not counting this one out.
Okay.
The Undertaker versus John Cena. Not counting it out.
Not counting it out, but, we're still quite a few months away from that. So, I mean, there's still time for setup, but just not seeing it yet.
They probably won't start building a lot of this stuff, too.
Well, yeah, it's usually at least, 3 months at the most?
Yeah, something like that.
So we're still 3 months out on that alone.
So do we want to rebuild this entire thing at this point?
Sure, why not?
Do we want to do that right now? Because I know we're running low on the old time for the night. But
yeah, who cares? We owe him a bonus show.
Fair enough.
All right, let's go.
All right, so I want to change the Undertaker match.
Okay.
I'm changing it to, I think it'll be the Undertaker versus Brock Lesnar.
Really? You think it's going to be Brock?
I think so.
Why?
It's the only other match other than Cena that makes the most sense.
Okay.
And it gives them a like legitimate high-profile match to put Brock Lesnar into without putting him in the hot title picture.
Okay, I think Brock's going to fight for a world title, but that's just me.
I don't think that they want him to fight for a world title because they don't want him... Because people don't see Brock Lesnar as like a WWE guy. Like he's more of a part-time guy.
Okay.
So I don't think they want to put him in a title match because people would immediately know who's going to win that match going into it.
Okay, makes sense.
I don't think Taker's going to put him over. I think the Taker will keep the streak alive.
Yeah. I'm thinking for the WWE title award.
That was me answering a question from the live chat, by the way. Sorry.
For the WWE title, I think we're going to see a rematch from SummerSlam.
Okay.
John Cena versus Daniel Bryan?
I think that's what we're going to see.
With who is coming in as the
it's gonna title be, holder? Daniel Bryan will have the title.
Okay.
So you think Daniel Bryan will be the WWE champion and mm-hmm. John Cena is going to win the Royal Rumble then?
Of course. Why wouldn't Cena win the Rumble?
I don't think it's going to be it, man.
You don't think so?
No.
Okay.
I actually think that it's going to... We're going to differ on this. Do we have a way to take notes for this thing now?
I'm typing shit down.
Yeah, okay. He's got a document on the computer.
All right. So my match for this here, I'm booking Daniel Bryan as your World Heavyweight Champion, or your WWE Champion, and CM Punk winning the Royal Rumble, so we get main event, Punk versus Bryan.
Ooh.
I'll book that one.
That would be one hell of a match.
All right, so we're leaving the primetime players against the Shield, right?
Yeah, that's the only match we're keeping, I think.
Yeah.
All right. U.S. title match? Who is our U.S. champ right now? Dean Ambrose.
I'm going to call this one right now, too, guys.
What?
World Heavyweight Championship match.
Okay.
Cody Rhodes versus Damian Sandow.
Take it.
Let's do it.
Okay. Can't argue that one.
Let me think here.
But U.S. champ, do we see Ambrose still being champ at that time?
I honestly don't feel good about the Shield having their titles at WrestleMania anymore.
I don't really either.
No, they're going to lose. It's going to happen. The shit's starting to unravel now. If you look real closely, you can see the shit's going to start to unravel.
Yes.
All right.
Whether the Shield's going to be a group at WrestleMania is another story.
Ooh.
I think that they still will be.
I just don't think they're having any gold. Richard says Cena versus Bryan could be a great WrestleMania match considering the match they had at SummerSlam. Absolutely.
Yeah, we don't argue with that at all. I think it could be.
That was one hell of a match. That was match of the night.
But if you let Punk versus Bryan at WrestleMania.
Oh, God. I think you'll have every wrestling fan blowing their wads in their pants.
Yeah. At least the ones on the internet.
Yeah.
All right.
Okay.
I predict.
Okay.
That you will have Randy Orton.
Okay.
With Triple H in his corner.
Okay.
Versus.
Okay.
Vince McMahon's going to have somebody he's backing.
Okay. Who?
Since I don't have Cena, I'm going to say Orton versus Cena. Vince is in Cena's corner. Triple H and Orton's trouble for control of the WWE.
Okay.
All right.
You see what I'm saying there, maybe? Or even hang on. Maybe even Stephanie has somebody in her corner, so it's a triple threat match. You know what? Maybe Stephanie backs Orton, Triple H backs Sheamus, and Vince backs John Cena. And whoever wins gets control of WWE.
Yeah, because what's the status of Sheamus right now?
He's still hurt.
But he should be back around Royal Rumble time.
Yeah. Okay. So, Sheamus is going to be a Triple H. Vince is going to be with who?
John Cena.
And then Steph's with Orton. Okay.
Yes.
All right. Next.
All right. Next, I think you're going to have Ryback versus Big Show. Because why not?
Okay. We still don't have a U.S. title match.
Bray Wyatt versus
Cesaro.
Sure.
Okay. All right, good enough. We'll revisit this.
And there's like four guys I know I've left off the cards that I want to put on there, but I have no idea where to put them in at this point.
Yeah,
you know what? I think also I would like to have bring back Money in the Bank at WrestleMania.
Okay.
And put in where it's Ambrose, Ziggler, Swagger, Del Rio, RVD, and R-Truth. And The Miz. Why not?
For Money in the Bank, huh?
Sure.
Not going to happen, but okay.
Oh, and let's throw Christian and Chris Jericho in there just because we can.
Okay. Jesus Christ.
Thank you for El Duce for suggesting that one.
Are we missing any titles?
Who cares?
The Intercontinental title, but that's...
Oh, you know what? Hang on.
We decreed that it would never be defended at WrestleMania again.
Yeah. We'll pick AJ
Lee. So for the pre-show, then?
We'll pick AJ Lee as your Divas champion still.
Against Karma?
No. I think she'll defend against...
Dawn Marie.
No.
Or not Dawn Marie. Eva Marie.
Natalya?
I think they're going to end up using... Tamina's going to turn on her, and it's going to be Tamina going after the title from her.
No, I don't know. Absolutely not. I'm not even writing that down.
Yeah, that's bad. You know what? Caitlyn comes back. She's been out of the picture. Why not? So we renew the feud going into WrestleMania. AJ
I'll take
versus
that.
Caitlyn.
I'll take that.
Okay.
Okay. All right. So we'll come revisit this at Royal Rumble time.
Yeah, fair enough.
Okay. God damn, what else we got?
Well, I had a topic I wanted to talk about.
Let's shelf that. We didn't give Heath the proper time to prepare. So, we're going to reach around in that mail sack and see what we can pull out.
Alright. Reach in the sack.
Alright, so first one comes to us from...
You know what, I'll do the Rodfathers here.
Okay.
From Reform.
Okay.
He has a question for the two men and a jizz mopper.
Really, man?
That's what it says, two men and a jizz mopper. What's your opinion of wrestlers with half-colored hair? Examples like Seth Rollins and Caitlyn.
I think Caitlyn's hot with her half-colored hair.
I think Seth Rollins pulls it off, too.
I'm just curious what the carpet looks like.
Is the carpet much...
It could be. It could be.
Does the curtain match the drapes? Does the curtains and drapes match the carpet?
I'm thinking hardwood floor on that one myself, but probably on both of them.
But anyway, yeah, Caitlyn, I can definitely get
sure
behind
my
that.
Moves.
God.
Oh, God. Okay, yeah. What now?
But yeah, anyway, yeah, Caitlyn, most definitely. Rollins? Yeah. I still don't like it all that much.
Yeah. It's a good thing you're not a fashion consultant for WWE.
And the other question he had for us was, do you actually think the Wyatt family is showing potential, or are they just in a flash in the pan like, Jason, hit the music.
Okay, hold on, I gotta find it.
Fandango.
Say it, say it the right way.
I was gonna say, you guys can't even say the name right.
Well, fucking do it.
It's Fandango.
There.
I just want to get him to do it.
You gotta,
I did it wrong.
You gotta get him to breathe. So, anyway, I think they're flash in the pan. I've never jumped on the Wyatt family bandwagon.
I want to point this out here.
What?
Bray Wyatt
got hurt last night.
No. Got a wrestling article posted in Forbes magazine about him.
What?
Yeah, I was reading on their website.
Whose website?
Forbes.
KayfabeNews.com?
No.
Because I'd buy that on that website.
It was legitimately on the Forbes.com website.
What was it about?
It was about how Bray Wyatt is like the intellectual, like the masterpiece it is on Monday Night Raw. Like his interviews and promos are like that good. From Forbes magazine.
You're fucking lying.
Forbes magazine said this.
First off, what the hell is Forbes magazine doing watching Monday Night Raw?
Well, think about it. I mean, Forbes is a business magazine. What is the WWE? One of the most successful businesses out there.
I'll be goddamn. I'm looking at it.
This is very interesting.
Wow.
Okay. There you go.
All right.
I wasn't making this up.
Okay. All right.
Wow. Go Forbes.
I think that the two redneck guys need some work, definitely. They're not real polished, and I don't think that they're all that great in the ring still. That said, I think the Bray Wyatt's ability to cut a promo is very good. And the creepy-ass walk thing he did at fucking night.
That was cool. Okay, the fucking spider walk was cool. I take that back. That was cool.
Yeah, as far as promos, my God, what school did he go to do that?
He's much better than anybody else I've seen come out of their developmental system at cutting promos.
Yeah, CM Punk.
So you're saying CM Punk came from WWE developmental?
Well.
Is that where you're going with that? Because that's what I specifically said.
Technically, he did get a call from Ohio Valley.
Oh, God,
which
really?
Was their developmental at that time, yes. Okay. I got one here. This one's from the Blue Wizard, Leonard Taylor. Okay? You ready for this, guys?
Okay.
Hey, guys, I got a question for you. Do you think Cena's going to win the world title as opposed to the WWE title to indicate that WWE is starting to Randy Orton, quote-unquote, John Cena? And by that, I mean keep him in the title hunt, but somewhat make him a second-tier superstar, much like they did to Randy Orton. Can't wait to hear your comment on the download.
All right.
Yeah, I think they're coming. I don't think that there's a good way for them to get that title off of Del Rio. So they're going to have Cena win it and then Sandow cash in.
I think that they could even play it up where, like, Cena's arm gets re-injured after the match or something.
Yeah. Oh, absolutely. So, okay. Now, there's... What do you think, Keith?
Yeah, I have no clue on that one. So,
okay.
Sorry.
God, you're horrible. Now to the second piece of business.
Okay.
From Leonard Taylor.
All right.
And I quote, "Mr. Adrian Masters is a loyal fan of your show from day one on the TWR Network. I am offended to not only being not being nominated for the Hour Bomb or TWR Hall of Fame, but not even be in the top... And your top three listeners."
Who were our top three listeners?
I don't remember. "Nothing against the three guys listed. They are awesome guys and good friends of mine. But I must say, I'm a little hurt by this slight. So in response, you have been bumped as my second favorite host of the Hour Bomb by Sweet Heath, Jason Heath, comma, Jason Heath. You would have been my first, but if Jason Halbert wasn't first, my emails would probably never see the light of day. Anyway, love the show. You guys rock, and I hope to hear from you guys soon, and look for me in the live chat in the next couple of weeks. Much love, Blue Wizard."
You know what?
What?
I'll tell you what. You show up for the live chat, I'll bump you up to the... Well, I'll even give you Mr. Richard's Hall of Fame spot in there.
you're gonna take him out of there?
Yeah.
Mr. Richard, are you here?
Whoa.
I would say this is bullshit.
Wow. You're not the curator of the Hall of Fame. You're just the nomination committee. Okay, Mr. Richard's got one for us.
Yeah, see Rich, Mr. Richard, yeah. Mm. I agree.
He's not happy.
Let's see his question. "Have you seen a crowd reaction for anyone like Daniel Bryan that he has been getting as of late? And what do you think is the reason he's been getting this reaction?"
It's very similar to the reactions Punk was getting in the Summer of Punk.
Yes.
It's actually the same level of craziness. And it's actually gone a little bit longer for him, man. Like, he is so over right now. Like, it's stupid.
He gets shit gold. He could. I don't know.
Shit a gold brick. Yeah,
why not?
Okay.
Yeah. I mean, everything he touches turns to gold. And...
I mean,
honestly, and I'm going to throw this out there, I think it's got a lot to do with John Cena.
I haven't seen any of it. I haven't seen this level, I guess. I haven't seen this since the Steve Austin days. And, like, the days when The Rock could get a pop from just, like, the camera showing his door to his dressing room.
Yeah.
I mean, The Rock's dressing room door was more over than the entire WCW roster at that point. That's where Daniel Bryan is compared to everybody else in the roster.
I have to interject here. El Duque has a response to Leonard Taylor here.
Okay.
And this is a direct quote, Mr. Taylor.
No way, shape, or form does this reflect our views on the R-bomb.
No, this is directly from him. Oh, have a cry. I have been here since, like, day one of Wrestling Randomness, and I ain't here. Take the sand out of your vagina.
Wow. That's the kind of response I'd expect from Jake Mullins.
Yeah. Oh.
Wow. Okay. Anyway. I think it's kind of with the whole, man, the Daniel Bryan thing, I think it's because we kind of maybe haven't seen it before, and we're wanting to see something new.
Very rarely, and this is kind of where this kind of thing comes from, does the best wrestler on the roster also happen to be the most over wrestler on the roster?
And I think that's exactly what we have here.
Not only do people like really like generally like what's going on with him and the gimmick and everything, but he's so damn good in the ring that it's like, well,
well, yeah. I mean, well, what's not to get behind on this?
I'm going to argue the most over with you. I think the two best wrestlers are the two most over guys in the Federation
oh
right
God.
Now.
Oh, Lucy is one of my new favorite listeners.
Why? What?
Oh, he just said. Please, he is from Queensland. That's like the Alabama of Australia. He's talking about Jake Mullins.
Oh.
I love this guy.
Whoa.
Wow. Anyway, I'm going to argue. I think that CM Punk's just as talented as Daniel Bryan, and I think he's just as over. It's that they're not doing anything big with CM Punk right now. Do you not remember the reaction when they were in Chicago when he came out in the place?
Oh, yeah.
Fucking, he blew the roof off the place?
But that's CM Punk's hometown. Well, Daniel Bryan got that kind of reaction in fucking Buffalo.
Tomorrow night when we watch Raw here from here in good old St. Louis, let's see what kind of reaction Punk gets. I guarantee you that he's going to blow up the Scott Trade Center with that reaction.
You may be right, but at the same time, Daniel Bryan's going to be that much louder.
I don't think so, man. I really don't. So, we got anything else we want to talk about?
I would like to talk about my other thing that we got to talk about for next week. All right.
You're going to throw it out there now?
Yes.
Okay.
All right, okay. Since we've got to tell you this, Heath, think of a wrestler or somebody, a tag team, anybody on the WWE or TNA roster, if you want to use that, that isn't as over as you would like them to be.
Okay.
Then think of what you could do to change that for them and make them more over.
Okay.
You got that assignment?
Yes.
You sure? Because we've given you simple assignments before and you fucked them up.
Take a current wrestler that's on the WWE roster or TNA roster that is not currently over.
As over as you would like.
As over as I would like, yep. And what could be done to make them over?
Okay. Now, the two people that I chose for what I have planned is Wade Barrett and Biggie Langston.
Wow. All
right, so you see where he's going with that one. Yes. So we're going to dedicate some time to this next week.
Okay.
Hey, oh, click on the link. Click on the link.
We got a link. We got a link.
Yeah, I know what that storage. Is. It's you already told us.
I know, but click on it. Oh, you don't have your sound up, too. No, yeah. Because it's going to fuck with everything else.
Right, exactly.
God damn it. Okay. I'll have to get that. It's a burn sound bite.
Yes. So we can have I noticed. From that sound.
No, Richard had posted something big up in the chat. What was that?
What are we talking about?
Go up.
Yeah, scroll up. Scroll up.
Keep going. It's a big old one.
It was a long one. Yeah, there
okay.
we are.
Okay, putting this out there. Omar, Kamal, and I are going to do an old school recap podcast, probably this Saturday, of the Royal Rumble 2000. We're thinking of adding one more person for it. Let either of us know on Facebook if you would be interested in doing this with us. All I have to do is watch the pay-per-view on YouTube, recap it, and share your opinions on the matches and the people in them.
I might do it.
Okay.
Depending on what time and stuff they want to sit down to do it.
Fuck yeah, that would be awesome.
I'll do it.
Okay. Well, hold on here. Let's ask him if he wants you to do it after you stole. After you're going to give his spot away.
No, wow. So,
all right. So Mr. I'm not really going to give his spot away for the Hall of Fame.
Okay, we might make a second spot for who? Leonard Taylor? Is that who are we going to take out and put in? We're taking Rich out. And who are we going to add in his spot?
No, we're going to give it to Leonard Taylor if he shows up for the live chat.
That's right. That's right. That's right.
You know what? I'm going to make the second induction right now. Because this guy's here
God damn
going
it.
Through.
Okay, hold on. You know you cannot do this shit on me. Hold on.
God damn it.
Well, you're the one that fucking at the last second is going to... fucking pull this shit on me of, oh, hey, I'm going to go off the rails here. I'm going to do my own thing.
The first ever foreign induction into the Auerbaum Hall of Fame.
First ever inductee into our foreign wing of our Hall of Fame.
Yes.
Okay.
El Duce, you have been inducted into the Auerbaum Hall of Fame.
Yes. Because.
Because.
You're here.
You survived fucking, like, kidney cancer or some shit. So, I mean.
What was it? Tell, if you don't mind, what tell us what it is.
I always said so on the page.
I know. I can't find it, though. It got buried.
Got buried under posts about ponies and shit.
Yeah.
And Jericho and Dragon stuff.
Yeah, I agree with Mr. Richard. He needs
bladder cancer. Bladder cancer. Even worse. That's what killed fucking John Tenta, too.
Yeah.
Yeah. So, again, yes. Get well.
We induct you into the Auerbaum Hall of Fame and the TWR Network Hall of Fame because we can.
And we're just going to throw this one out there. You're a badass for going through that.
Yeah.
Yeah.
You could probably kick Lance Armstrong's ass now.
You know what? Fuck cancer.
Yes. Fuck cancer.
Fuck cancer.
Yes.
Fuck cancer.
Fuck cancer.
Fuck cancer.
Okay, I think we're done with that.
Fair enough.
Okay. I thought there was something else I was going to. We're here. I don't remember, though. God damn you guys. Get me off topic.
Hey, Mr. Richard says he'll second his nomination.
Okay.
And no,
done. All right. Oh,
it's official.
Oh, he needs a theme. Hold on. He does need a theme. I think I got his theme here. Hold on.
Ooh.
Ready?
Let's hear it.
Okay.
Ladies and gentlemen, El Duce.
Speaking on behalf of El Duce, he would like to thank everyone at the Academy, the Network, and the Auerbaum.
Thank you.
Yeah. Shooting for the hip may give you get well soon, but we induct you in Hall of Fame, so that's what we do.
Yes. And he says we're a dillo. For his theme music.
If you'd like to change your theme music, send us a message and we might do it.
We might do it. I'm going to have to screen it first because I ain't putting garbage on it again.
Yeah.
Richard, send us a good one or else it's going back to
Fandango.
No.
We give everybody Fandango.
Yes, everyone's Fandango. Everyone defaults to Fandango.
Yes.
Or I was going to go Tons of Funk because he hated that one more.
He did hate that. But.
So,
Jason, you have any idea of who you're going to take for my question?
Well, I was going to end the show, but, No.
Okay.
All right.
Heath, you got anybody you're thinking about?
Actually, I got one I think I'm going to take.
Who is it?
Drew McIntyre.
Okay, cool. Drew McIntyre.
I'll have to think about it.
All right, fair enough.
I mean, give me a little bit on this, okay?
He's going to forget.
No, I'm not going to
forget. Anyway, with that being said, now let's end the show.
All right.
I ain't got nothing else to talk about, so we're just going to end. I got to be at work at 8:30 in the morning. So
fair enough.
Anyway, Adrian, what do we got coming up on the TWR Network?
Not a fucking lot. Wait, I'm sorry.
I can't even. Did you just turn your mic off?
No, it's on.
Okay.
Can you hear me?
Okay. I can hear you now, and you just decided not to talk into the mic.
Whatever.
Pretend you're Jason Heath, and that's a cock right in front of your mouth. Don't put it in your mouth.
Okay, you told me to pretend I'm a Jason Heath. What do you want me to do here?
You keep coming back. That's the bad thing.
All right.
Anyway.
Yeah, well, without me, it's not that good of a show.
We are actually going to end it with your theme because we need a bad song.
We do need a very bad song. Either that or it's going to be Hosky again.
Yeah, we're going to go with that one.
Okay. All right. Anyway, what we got coming up on the network? What do we got Tuesday night?
FTW podcast. That's Friends Talk Wrestling, not Fuck the World, you douchebags.
God damn it. All right.
At 8-7 Central, join Garvin, Lee, Harrison, Joe, Rob, and other people when they show up.
Other people. Let's see. El Duque says, oh yeah, by the way, I think Leonard Taylor should go in as well. He just needs to have a glass of cement and harden the fuck up. He's about as rough on him as we are on Jake Mullen.
Well, yeah, pretty much.
You know what? Even he agrees. Fuck the World Podcast.
You know what I just realized?
What's that?
I didn't make my picks for the prediction league last week.
Yeah, nobody did. There wasn't a prediction like thing for it.
Jake Mullen, we're sorry.
He dropped the ball.
We're sorry, buddy.
He's on hiatus, apparently.
Oh. I guess he's crying.
Yeah.
Okay, so Wednesday night.
Wednesday night, if Dan's not dying, shooting from the hip.
Hey, I saw Dan today. Dan worked.
Hey, that's good for Dan.
It's the first time in what, 6 months he's been to work?
Well, he's been working. It's just
I saw him there though, and I went to go see Heath up there for some reason.
Oh, okay. Why'd you go see Heath?
I needed money.
Did he pay you to sleep with him too?
Oh yeah.
Okay, just checking. He gave me $100. I'm fucking expensive.
Yeah, I'm cheap, like $5.
Okay. Anyway, Wednesday nights.
Yes.
If Michael's tooth doesn't get...
Yeah, Michael was having a tooth issue.
Oh, was he? Well, tell Michael Classic to come down here. I got pliers. We'll take care of him.
Word.
Yeah.
All right. And that's actually it.
Well, we didn't. All you said is if Dan's not dying, we might have a show.
That's pretty much all there is to say about that.
Okay, what show? What's have the a show? What
shooting
is
from
it?
The hip.
All okay. Right. Who's what on time? The show?
Dan Phelps.
And?
Other assholes. Sean Bacardi Brown and Michael something.
It's Classic Michael maybe? Classic, Sean Bacardi Brown, and the original Dan Phelps.
Not the leper.
Not the leper.
Yes.
The original.
And that's it.
Even I'm getting this right. Damn.
I know.
Tune in sometime on Saturday. For,
9 Eastern, 8 Central.
Mr. Richard, Omar Kamal, and maybe me show.
Is that going live or is that going to be pre-recorded then?
I have no idea. I haven't worked out the details on this yet. So.
And I think Zeus has something going on too.
Yeah, Zeus and Kyle Robinson, the Ho Train or whatever it is.
Shooting
called.
The shit. I think it should be called Shooting the Shit with Zeus. Personally.
It's something train, I know. Ride the Train with Zeus and Kyle Robinson. That's what it is, I think.
Really?
Yikes.
Wow.
Who in the hell came up with that one?
I have no idea.
Yikes. Okay, so you think it's going to be recorded. Okay, right. Well, then someone will have to play it. I'll take the bullet and I'll play it on the air for you guys.
All right, thanks.
One day. Maybe. If I can remember. And, yes, El Duque says Thursday night's nothing because of football because Tyler's too busy to watch some football to do a show.
Yeah.
You know, Monday nights are available now.
Yeah, I hear that. If you want to do a show on Mondays.
You good. Monday nights. All right. I think we're done. I ain't got nothing else.
Yeah,
oh, wait. No, we got fucking articles we got to talk about.
Keep writing articles on the website, like Mr. Richard. That's the only one you need to read because he shows up for our show.
Sean's got one, and Classics Angels is good.
Yeah, but that's Mr. Richards is really one of them I like covering. He's in the Hall of Fame. He gets his show mentioned. Everything else, you can go to the website, check it out, and check out Paul Jordan's articles he writes because they're awesome.
Yeah, and he's the hardest working man on TWR Network. Okay, so I think we're done.
Yeah.
We already said one. If you ask us again to play in with your theme, we're not going to.
Yeah.
You're worse than the kid.
God.
All right, so I got nothing.
Yeah,
and so
do
I
need to give out like how to contact us? Because I usually do that.
Oh, yeah. Adrian, if someone's got a problem with something we said, what do they do?
Fuck themselves.
Okay. Or?
Or send us an email about how you don't like being told to go fuck yourself. And you can send it to thehourbomb@gmail.com.
What was that again?
Thehourbomb@gmail.com.
All right. You can also like us on Facebook. Type in the Hour Bomb there. And you can also find us on iTunes and go and hit like. And
we've got to take quite a fucking review. Jesus Christ,
we like
the fuck.
We want to see reviews.
Yes, go and review the show and send us emails and find us on the forums and drop us a line there.
I'll tell you this right now: if Leonard Taylor goes on there and writes a review for us, automatic Hall of Fame bid. The next person that goes on there and writes a review for us, I'm putting in the Hall of Fame. There.
Okay.
So anyone. That's
anybody.
Anyone.
Anybody that goes on our page and writes a review for us, and it's got to be a good review because we're not putting in a shitty review.
5-star.
Yeah, it's got to be 5-star.
5-star review.
The next person does it will be the next person in the Hall of Fame.
And we'll announce it on next week's show.
Yes.
Okay.
If someone bothers to do it.
He's DK says, ooh, way to dangle the carrot. let's see. Did I hit everything I needed to hit? Facebook.
iTunes. Our bomb of Gmail.
I thought there was something else I was going to say. I can't remember, though.
He goes, I hope that that's what he's
doing. Unless you're from Australia, and then we...
Yeah, offer void in Australia.
Yes. Well, except... Yeah. Yeah, because he's already in, so yeah. We're safe now.
Yes.
All right. So I got nothing else. You guys got anything else? Because I got nothing.
No, I'm good. I got this rash, though.
God damn it.
Got it. Seriously? Still, yes.
Damn it.
You got anything?
Nope. I am actually good.
All right. Thank God. So, I feel like I'm forgetting something that we normally do here, how we end the show, but I can't. Okay. All right, so this week's song is going to be brought to us by the one and only Arbom Hall of Famer.
Mr. Richard Chusikine.
From the
And my Duicide. Boobs.
God damn it.
You know
whatever.
What?
We're done. All right. We are going to
let's exit here.
Try to do this again next week. So, once again, I am your host, the illustrious Jason Albert, saying adios, motherfuckers. God damn it. Hold on. This is what I was forgetting.
Yes.
I knew there was something.
The big bad booty daddy!
The big A, Adrian Masters, quits this bitch.
And the jizz mopper.
Sweet Heath, Jason Heath, saying so long.
And we will try to do this again next week. Until then, you've been our bomb.
Check out my moves.